For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Now, with some in Connecticut just getting their power back today, one full week after Tropical Storm Isaias came and went, there have been a lot of sums who've wondered aloud if some other company could do a better job than Eversource or United Illuminating. Now, one man who emphatically answers yes is the U.S. Representative for Connecticut's 2nd Congressional District, Mr. Joe Courtney. Joe, I saw excerpts from the letter you wrote to Connecticut Public Utilities Regulatory Authority Chairman Marissa Gillette, where you indicated that smaller utilities in your district did much better. Please tell us more.
Sure. So if you look at the landscape of the 2nd District, which is almost half the state's geography, there actually are other types of utilities that provide service for folks. And, you know, this is about my 6th storm since I've been in office. And every single time, the municipal public utilities, which are separate entities from Eversource and United Illuminating, outperform both of those huge companies in terms of less interruption of service and much faster restoration. These utilities are in Norwich, Groton, Basra, Jewett City, and a couple of other municipalities, which, again, set these up a long time ago in the early 1900s. And in my opinion, have a much different business model, which promotes greater investment in terms of hardening of the systems to protect it from storm events, and also more staffing and better redundancies to reduce the number of outages. And at some point, it's time for us to really use them as a measuring stick when PURA does their investigation, because I think it's going to show that the state really needs to hold Eversource and UI to a much stricter standard. And we know this is not just pie in the sky. We know it actually happens in these small municipal public utilities.
Well, now I understand the concept of more staffing. You said something about hardening of the systems. Could you expound on that, please?
Sure. So if you take the Groton Public Utilities, they have some major customers. Again, these are not little sort of neighborhood utilities. The Groton system supplies power for Pfizer, for Electric Boat, for the submarine base. And in all of those instances, they actually have dual systems in terms of supplying electricity, so that if there's a damage to a supply line, there's a backup that's available just to completely seamlessly keep the power flowing.
Okay, and so better infrastructure to really make your infrastructure as modern and as comprehensive as possible. That's what you mean by hardening.
That's right, and have redundancy so that there's a backup system in case there's a failure. Which interestingly, the Navy adopted redundancy as a principle from the submarine program, which is kind of another little local connection.
Absolutely.
But to have to, as a state, rely on this, really weak system of repairs where you have to, basically depend on the kindness of strangers from places like Canada and far away. Why not really, again, hold these companies to the same standard that many citizens in the state enjoy, who are served by municipal public utilities?
Well, let's deal with the staffing part of that, because I listened to the Eversource reps doing their press conferences last week, and what I took away from those press conferences was that they seemed to indicate that it was not possible for them to ramp up on the outside possibility of a worst-case scenario storm. And if you look at the industry as a whole, I mean, it looks like across the country, it looks like staffing levels for linemen have gone down across the board, and that's the competitive landscape that Eversource and United Illuminating is competing on. So why are they wrong about that?
Well, because if you look at other utility service in the state of Connecticut with the same cost structure in terms of, just property and wages and equipment, the fact of the matter is that there's a different model which does not cut the staff to the bone, and which, by the way, supplies the power at comparable rates, in some instances lower rates than Eversource and UI are providing. So the notion that there's some just immovable competitive barrier for these companies to do, to change, again, the structure in terms of making sure that, you know, maintenance and service are going to be improved. It's just, as I said, demonstrably not the case in many communities in Connecticut that are served by public utilities.
Well, you use the word immovable. There have been so many over the last week and change of some days who have wanted to move Eversource, United Illuminating out. Realistically, I know the same calls were coming during previous storms when people were dissatisfied with service, and they're still here. I mean, how realistic are those calls?
So again, the to try and replace these companies, you know, with new structures is a huge undertaking. And but to me, given the fact that the chairwoman of PURA has already announced that she is going to really have a clean slate, look at this event and just not sort of take a trust us, you know, representation from from Eversource and UI, which is really what happened after, you know, Hurricane Sandy, where, again, there was an increase in rates to help pay for, you know, the transformation that they promised and obviously never materialized. Now it's time to get some enforceable standards. And to me, that's really what's got to change here, is that they need to basically be held accountable with real enforcement for these practices, which, as I said, is just, you know, not inherently immovable, because we know that there's other utility providers in the state that are able to do the job better. And again, at no with no cost that is any greater, certainly, than what Eversource and UI charge, and in some instances, less, significantly less.
Well, I know the co-chairs of the Energy and Technology Committee, Norm Needleman and David Arcanti, have talked about doing something, drafting some legislation in the wake of Eversource's performance, United Illuminating as well. What realistically, legislatively, could you see coming out of this?
So, again, I think I've talked to Norm, and I think he realizes that they just got to put more teeth into, you know, the system that's there, and that performance standards really has to become a criteria for both, you know, requests for rates, and also in terms of what is the penalty structure when there, again, is just poor performance like we've seen here for the last week or so. And again, when we talk about NOAA's predictions in terms of weather that may be still fast approaching during the hurricane season, you know, this is really now a situation that is just unacceptable to just say that we have to just kind of accept this as the normal. We can do better. And as I said, I represent a district where there are utility customers, large and small, who get far better service than the vast majority of the state. And that's where I think, again, calling on PURA to use them as a measuring stick is perfectly reasonable at this point, because we've certainly tried it their way. Now it's time to try it a different way.
Representative Joe Courtney of the 2nd District, thank you so much for your very thoughtful comments on this.
Great. All right. Thanks, John.